Her mind was still jumbled after the kiss. Chloe can't pick you up tomorrow with her car in the shop. I doubt whoever drives her to school tomorrow will want to come out of their way to pick you up.
Yeah, they weren't. So, I can catch the bus.
Really, Elle? The bus?
Yes, I ride it practically every day to the diner downtown.
Nero's face looked shocked almost. You ride the fucking bus that goes downtown? At night?
Yeah, so?
Do you realize how unsafe that is for a 17-year-old girl?
Do you realize I don't have a choice?
Well, now you do. What time do you work tonight?
No, you are not taking me to work. I've survived this long riding the bus.
Jesus, Elle, I am taking you to work.
Nero's eyes started to get that scary look again.
No, you are not.
When she pushed at his chest to get him to move, he didn't even budge. Instead, Nero thrust his body closer to her, pinning her body to his. He took her chin in his hand to make sure she saw his face. His look became hungry again, as though the wolf had returned.
That shit has the opposite effect on Miel, so be careful the next time your temper comes out.
Nero took a deep breath in and out.
Go to work on your bus. Enjoy it, though, because it won't last much longer.
Elle tried to open her mouth to speak, but he wouldn't let a word come out.
I will be here tomorrow morning to drive you to school. If your ass gets on the bus, there will be repercussions. I dare you to ride the bus tomorrow because either way, I'll win.
His grin was almost deadly.
Just because you think you're the big bad wolf, I should do as you say? Well, it doesn't work that way with me.
Nero blinked a few times. He clearly looked confused.
The big bad wolf?
Yes, that's what you remind me of, a wolf.
Elle said it matter-of-factly.
Nero shook his head. Elle, lay off the movies a little.
No. Can I go now?
Nero smiled.
Sure. If you give me a kiss goodbye.
So if I kiss you, I can go?
Nero smiled wider.
Yep.
Promise?
When Nero nodded, Elle rose up on her toes. She put her mouth close to his. Right when she went in, she moved her face slightly and gave him a peck on the cheek. Elle returned to her heels, laughing.
That doesn't count.
Elle, still laughing, said,
Yes, it does. You said I could leave if I kiss you. It's your fault you didn't say where. You promised.
She knew she had him. He had promised.
You're right. I keep my promises, Elle. Just remember that.
Nero removed his hand from the car door to let her pass.
Don't forget to text me your schedule. Actually, let's make it a picture of your schedule, he said, smiling.
Elle had really had enough. She walked past him, holding up her hand and pointing at it with the other.
Actually, go rub some dirt on it.
Nero laughed, shutting the door to lean on his car.
7:30, Elle. I'll be right here.
Nero leaned there, watching Elle run up to her house. There was an upside to her running from him. The view was great. Chapter 11. The Big Bad Wolf Wanted a Taste. When Elle was finally able to shut the door, closing Nero out, she let out her breath.
Elle, who is the cute boy? You didn't tell me you had a boyfriend.
Elle turned around, becoming embarrassed at seeing her mother looking out the window.
He's not my boyfriend.
Oh, sweetie, you can tell me. He is handsome. You should bring him over for dinner. Elle rubbed her temples.
Mom, he is not my boyfriend. He just gave me a ride home.
Why didn't Chloe give you a ride home?
Elle's father asked. She hadn't seen him when she'd first come in. Elle thought quickly.
Her car wouldn't start.
She was good at the lies now.
Your mother's right. Bring him over for dinner. I'd like to meet him.
Her father rolled off into the kitchen.
This day is getting better and better.
From behind her mother, Elle saw Josh appear, who was also looking out the window.
What's his name?
Josh asked quizzically.
Nero.
She didn't know why he wanted to know.
Josh started running around the living room, yelling,
L and Nero, sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes...
L started walking to her bedroom the moment he started singing. She slammed the door, shutting him out. Better and better. She jumped on her bed, deciding to rest a second before she had to get ready for work. She picked up her phone, staring at it, deciding to call Chloe. After a few rings, Chloe answered.
Hey,
she quietly said. Did you tell your dad?
No, no point. I told Lana and she said her husband will take care of it for me.
Lana was her housekeeper and had been for years. She was practically Chloe's only parent. Chloe could tell her things she needed and Lana would help her out.
That's good. Lana will be driving me till I get my car back, so...
Chloe didn't want to say it.
That's okay. Nero said he would give me a ride tomorrow morning, and I always have the bus. Oh, really? Tell me how the car ride home was.
Chloe's voice hinted at a smile.
Fine. Just fine?
Yep, fine, Chloe.
He kissed you, didn't he?
Silence met her answer.
Oh, he totally did. Tell me, how was your first kiss?
Well, it technically wasn't my first.
Oh, my gosh. What?
He kissed me earlier, in art, in the supply closet.
That is so freaking sweet.
Yeah. Listen, Chloe, if you get to school before me, I can't help you.
I know. I can figure out something, I guess. I'll be there at the exact time we always are.
Elle hated that Chloe had returned to her usual, non-happy voice, but she'd had to tell her.
All right, I'll try to be there at the same time, but we know Nero is late practically every morning. I know.
Elle felt terrible. She was going to have to figure something out.
I'll see you tomorrow, then. Bye.
Elle hung up the phone. She couldn't say bye. Her wheels started turning in her head about how she could solve this problem. She decided to think while she got dressed for work. While she was thinking, something Nero had said earlier crossed her mind. Do you realize how unsafe that is for a 17-year-old girl? She wondered how in the hell he knew she was 17. Actually, most of the seniors were already 18, besides her and Chloe.
So how would he know?
Nero started to feel confined at home, especially in his room. The job his father had given him had started to wear on his mind. This was his first job, the job that was going to adopt him into the family. Yes, his blood might biologically be a part of the family, but his blood didn't bleed with the family. At least not until the job is done. He had always been aware, ever since he had been young, he was going to follow in his father and brother's footsteps. He was going to bleed and die beside the family. No matter what it takes. He wondered why Elle had been the one behind the garbage can that night. Any other girl would have been easier for him to crack. Hell, the job would have already been done if she was like all the other girls he had been with. But not Elle. He couldn't even get her fucking mouth to open to stick his tongue down her throat, let alone tell her secrets. She had sat in his car and even protected a piece of shit like Sebastian. Therefore, getting her to tell him what had happened wouldn't be easy. The thought of Sebastian pissed him off. He couldn't get the image out of his head of him lunging for Elle. She just sat there and closed her eyes. He'd had to get Sebastian. To get his hands on him. As a result, he and his crew had made sure to get him alone. They worked out a plan to offer him some weed once they dropped the girls in Spanish class. They gave Sebastian a totally bullshit peace offering to say he was sorry, that the heat of the moment had gotten to him. The heat of the moment had gotten to him all right. He punched the shit out of him behind the school. Little bitch took one punch and was cold turkey. That didn't stop Nero and his crew. They each landed a kick on his helpless body. Nero smiled.
El hadn't seen the nice bruises he was sure Sebastian had under his clothes. Again, with the thought of El, he grew hard. His body was out of whack. Typically, some girl would be in his bed to remedy his situation, but after his father banned him from girls other than El, he couldn't risk it. Kissing her had definitely set him off. The little nothing of a kiss in the closet had even set him off. Usually that would have been a joke of a kiss, but something about it had made him want more. Subsequently, when he had arrived at her house, he had kissed her again, harder. She hadn't even kissed him back, which made it that much worse. No girl had ever not kissed him back. He knew he was a good kisser. Well, he used to be really sure of it. When she had pushed him, it had been everything he could do not to set her ass in his back seat and do as he pleased, certain he could get her to comply. He grinned at what she'd called him earlier, the big bad wolf. El was right. He was the big bad wolf. He knew it worked perfectly to describe him because every time he looked at El, he saw a cute, helpless animal. He liked El's size. She was a good match for him. She wasn't tall, but wasn't short. Her ass and boobs were the same in proportion, both a little bit more than a handful, and he liked that. But her hair and eyes were his favorite things about her. Her darker blonde hair had a hint of pink in it, and it had a nice wave to it throughout without being curly. Her eyes were huge and blue like the ocean. That was why she was this cute animal to him, because every time he looked into her big blue eyes, the big bad wolf wanted a taste. More than a taste. When it dawned on Nero that he was on the verge of going insane, he made a phone call. He spoke the second he heard grease flying.
Is Elle working?
Elle isn't here right now. She clocks in about an hour from now. Want me to leave a message?
He knew what was going to come next.
No, I said Mel.
He couldn't risk the guy who'd answered the phone telling her about someone calling for her.
No Mel that I know of that works here.
Sorry, wrong number.
He clicked the phone off and got up out of bed, grabbing his keys off the nightstand. A job needed to be done. Chapter 12 Death Wish. Nero parked his car a little way back from the house. He turned off his engine, cutting the lights, complete darkness surrounding him. He only had to wait about 5 minutes until the front door opened and his target emerged. Right on time. As she was walking down the sidewalk, he noticed what she was wearing. Her dark gray coat covered a dark orange dress. He had never seen her in a dress before. He noticed her long, lean legs and wondered why she only ever wore jeans. He knew the dress was a uniform, but it was totally working for him. He made a note to himself to see her in it up close sometime before the job was done. When she turned the corner, putting his car at her back, he turned the car on. He waited until she was almost out of eyesight before he put the car in drive, staying far enough behind until she made it to the bus stop. He then put his car back in park while she sat on the bench. When an older guy came and sat on the bench beside her, something grew in his stomach. Nero watched the two talk, not understanding why she was being so friendly to a complete stranger. He knew they didn't know each other by the way she shook his hand and introduced herself. Nero watched the man very closely until the bus rolled up and they entered. On the drive downtown, he stayed on the bus's bumper the entire time. He could see through the bus at stoplights. The guy had sat directly behind El. Nero didn't like it one bit. There are fucking 20 other seats. Each second he saw her on the bus, the more he felt like pulling it over and throwing her in his car. He was a guy and knew exactly what the older man behind her was thinking. Hell, he wanted to pull the bus over just to kill the guy. When the next stop came, he saw Elle get up and turn around to say bye to the man.
What the fuck? She is asking to get killed.
Nero wondered where El thought she lived.
The city is run by the fucking mafia.
He knew not only that, but she had seen someone murdered on these streets just days ago. She has no idea that the big boss of the Caruso family was the one who did it either. That was when Nero knew El had a death wish. She threw herself in front of Chloe every time at school. She worked in a diner at night downtown, and she rode the bus to get there. When she got off the bus and the doors closed with the guy still inside, he started to ease himself back into sanity. He stayed behind her the few blocks she had to walk to get to the diner. When she made it inside, he parked his car again. Nero ran his hands through his hair and closed his eyes. He was gaining a headache after watching Elle be careless for her safety. He observed her for a bit through the big diner windows, pouring coffee and taking orders. The diner was full with mostly men, most of them having come from the casino hotel. He knew because he had watched them walk from one door down to the diner. After quite a bit of time had passed, he grew sick of watching the men's faces as she came to the table.
I can't watch this anymore.
Nero turned off his car and got out, locking the doors. If he watched Elle another second, he was going to walk in there and watch her pour him coffee for the rest of the night. Instead of walking in the diner like he wanted to, he went to the casino's hotel doors. He needed to be put out of his misery and get this job over with. When he opened the doors and walked inside, the smell of smoke enveloped him, and the different tones of slot machines greeted his ears. For some reason, Nero loved the smell and the loud noises. He saw peace in it. It was his second home. He walked through the casino, going up the escalators where he turned around, looking at the view. The people laughing and having a good time, the different lights, and the cast of smoke that filled the air made him smile. He could see his future as the escalators brought him higher, and that made Nero exceptionally happy. He walked off the escalators, bringing him to a security check for the hotel rooms. The guard waved him forward, letting Nero pass the people waiting to show them their room keys. Getting on the elevator, he hit the top floor, holding down a series of buttons until it flashed. It made it possible for Nero to ride the elevator without a stop for people to come on. He was glad for that feature. Otherwise, it would take all night to reach the top floor. After the smooth ride of the elevator, Nero watched the door open. He walked down the long hallway, playing out what to say in his mind. When he came to the guarded door, he stopped.
He wasn't expecting you tonight.
I wasn't expecting to come down here.
All right, one second.
Nero watched the guy whisper into his earpiece for a brief moment.
He said you can go in.
The big guy opened the door and moved out of the way.
I'd hope so,
Nero replied as he walked through the door. When the door was slammed shut, Nero looked around the big, dark, yet bright room. Hardly any lights were on, but all the TV screens in there filled it with light. The people looking at the screens didn't once turn their heads to see who had entered. Nero walked to the other side of the room, coming to a chair beside another door. He took a seat, knowing from experience it could take a while. Nero pulled out his cell. He had a few texts, but not the one he wanted. He scrolled through his contacts, stopping at L's name. He hit the text button, bringing him to a new conversation, typing the words,
"You at work yet?"
4 minutes passed, and he got a reply that made him grin.
Maybe.
Nero pulled up the keyboard, this time typing, "Schedule?" Elle looked at her phone under the bar and read the text message she had just received before putting it back in her apron. She walked through the swinging doors, bringing her to the kitchen. She went to the wall holding the OSHA binder and a long piece of paper. She stared at the words that titled the top, "Bi-weekly work schedule." Her eyes traveled down the paper, looking at the two-week sentence.
"Let's make it a picture of your schedule."
She didn't know if giving him her schedule was a good idea. If she did, well, then she couldn't lie to him.
using work as an excuse to get out of doing something with him. L stared at the paper a little longer, coming to a conclusion and a solution. She pulled her phone out of her apron and snapped a picture of her schedule. Going to her recent texts, she knew exactly what to say. Nero felt his phone vibrate in his hand. Turning it over, he read the words, "How about a trade?" Nero was intrigued. "What do you want?" A minute later, he read, "If you want the schedule, then we will need to be at school early, before Chloe gets there." Nero liked that Elle cared for her friend so much. It showed him she was loyal. However, her loyalty didn't change the fact he didn't like that idea. Nero had never been a morning person. He was already going to have to get up early as it was to pick Elle up for school. No way was he waking up that early. He decided to counter. Elle felt her phone vibrate in her apron while she poured coffee to one of her tables. She was going to make good tip money tonight. The diner had been full practically the whole night. She went to the counter and pulled out her phone, not understanding why everything had to be so difficult when it concerned Nero, as she read his message. "I'll tell Amo to be there early. He can watch her." Elle didn't know why this was a discussion. She was the one with the schedule.
"No schedule, then."
She hit the word, "send." Elle had refilled the coffee cups to the brim when her next message came back.
"Then no one there to look after Chloe."
Elle cursed his name. She should have thought about him using Chloe's safety against her. Elle decided to text Chloe first.
"Amo will be at school before you get there. Stay with him till I get there, okay?"
Elle took an order from one of her usual customers. She always liked it when he came by. He would tell her funny jokes and make sure she was tipped well. When she put his order in, she read her message from Chloe.
"Please, no, Elle. I'll be fine."
Elle thought realistically for a second.
No, she wasn't going to be fine.
She sent Chloe another message.
"Cassandra could be back tomorrow. Amo will meet you at your parking spot, all right? You know it's the best thing."
After Elle dropped an order at a table, she went to the back again, laughing at Chloe's reply.
Fine.
Elle decided to go back to the kitchen and take another picture of the schedule. She would let Nero win the battle again. But from now on, she decided things were going to change. She was going to win the damn war. Nero thought he was going to doze off in the oversized leather chair before Elle texted back. He knew he had her when he had texted her that no one would be there to watch Chloe. Thus, he didn't understand why it would take so long to reply. She already lost. When his phone finally vibrated, he looked at her reply.
"So, Amo will be there?"
Nero knew he had won again.
"Yeah, bright and early. You have my word."
A minute later, he read her reply.
"Tell him to meet Chloe at her parking spot, then."
A moment later, the text was followed by a picture message. He clicked it open to enlarge the image. The picture ended up turning out to be better than he had thought. He could use this to his advantage. When he went through the one-week schedule, Elle's name definitely stood out. Damn it. She works every fucking night, practically. Nero thought about what he had gone through that evening. He figured if he didn't get this job done, he was going to turn himself gray at an early age. When the door opened at last and a familiar face walked out, Nero heard him say,
"He's ready for you now."
Nero decided to hit send on the message he had made before the door had opened.
"Deal."
As he rose from the chair, Nero responded,
"Thanks, Sal."
Chapter 13. How to Willingly Love a Caruso in a Month. The boss heard Sal say,
"He's been out there waiting for a while now, boss."
The meeting had just come pretty much to a close.
"He can wait. Why do you think he's here, boys?"
I saw her. She ain't the usual. She's the kind you marry then fuck.
He stared at his son, standing in the corner as he put a cigarette to his lips and lit the end with his metal lighter. The lighter had actually been a gift from the boss the day his son had become the underboss. He thought that every man shouldn't have just any 99-cent lighter you could pick up at a gas station as you checked out. No, this lighter had been handed down over generations. He had used that very lighter for years. The only thing was, he wished his son lit cigars, not cigarettes.
There's a lot I wish he did differently. So, you've been following her?
Not exactly, his son said as he exhaled and smoke filled the room.
The smell made the boss want to reach for one of his cigars, but he didn't like to mix that shit with his good stuff.
So, what exactly were you doing?
I watched her for a bit.
He took another hit off his cigarette.
What for?
He knew why, but he wanted his answer.
I had to make sure things were going in the right direction.
Are they?
How about we ask him?
He nodded his head toward the door. His son was right. Not only was he a little suspicious on whether Nero could get the job done, but his own brother was, too.
Saul, bring him in.
He watched Saul open the door and head off to take care of some things. Nero came in and shut the door behind him. Unlike his older brother, he took a seat in one of the chairs.
How was school today, son?
By the look on Nero's face, he knew he understood what he meant.
Promising. I got her to come around.
Really? How's that?
He studied his son. He would make sure everything that came from his mouth was the whole fucking truth.
I gained her trust. She's not exactly the most popular girl in school, so I made them lay off her and her friend a little. Then I got lucky and one of them slashed her friend's tires. The same friend who takes her to and from school took her home. Taking her to school, going to make that a permanent thing.
That's good. And do you have any proof you have her trust? Not that I don't believe you, son, but she's smarter than you think.
He did believe Nero was telling the truth. He just knew a girl like Elle could pull the wool over his eyes.
Yeah, she gave me her work schedule. Told her I needed it to see when we could go out sometime.
Nero handed over his phone with the picture already up on the screen. Boss Caruso looked it over. He heard the flip of the lighter open, then it firing, his older son moving on to another cigarette. He watched him flip the lighter shut. His son had learned every Zippo trick out there.
He's going to break the fucking thing soon.
The only reason he didn't take it back was because he knew his son would get it repaired if need be. He took out a cigar. He didn't care about the smells mixing at this point. He pulled out his own lighter and lit the end. Inhaling the wonderful taste, he moved on.
So, what is it you really wanted to tell me?
He watched Nero run his hands through his hair.
I don't think she will ever tell. She keeps a lot of shit hidden. Been beat up real bad a couple of times, but would never tell who it was. I asked her if a certain person did something to her, and she protected him. He's a real piece of shit, too, so there's no reason for her not to tell. I asked her why, and she told me she wasn't a rat.
He exhaled after a long hit.
She said that she wasn't a rat, specifically.
When he watched his son nod, he flexed his jaw. He would move on for now.
Who is her friend? Elle might tell her over anyone.
To his surprise, his other son answered the question, and Nero looked just as shocked.
Chloe Masters.
He watched his son emerge from the corner and squeeze Nero's shoulder.
You're welcome, brother. I figured she might have given you something good for taking her home. I hope you can save her by her 18th birthday. You don't mind sharing, do you? Don't worry, you can have her first. Virgins aren't my thing. I prefer a little experience.
Nero stood, looking his brother in the face.
I don't think either of us are her type. Let's hope she learns how to willingly love a Caruso in a month, you know, for her sake.
He inhaled his cigarette, letting the end turn bright red.
Yeah, Luca, let's hope that ends up being me, you know, for her sake.
Nero left the room, slamming the door shut behind him. Boss Caruso squeezed the bridge of his nose.
Chloe Masters, huh?
Luca finally took a seat in front of him.
That's the one.
Shit, we were all getting along so well.
The relationship they had with Chloe's father was crucial to his business. It had taken a while to get him on his payroll, and it hadn't been easy.
Yeah, one big, happy family.
Luca put his cigarette out in the ashtray and got up to head for the door.
Keep following her, son.
He had known the second he saw that one-week schedule, Elle was one step in front of Nero. He owned the casino hotel. Therefore, he knew schedules were typically more than a week in advance.
I planned on it, boss.
Luca left the room without a sound. Boss Caruso wasn't even sure the door had closed. He thought about what Nero had said as he brought the cigar to his mouth.
She told me she wasn't a rat.
His gut had been right. She had done more than just hear what happened in that alleyway, and he was going to do whatever it took to find out exactly what she had seen. He exhaled in an attempt to get rid of the horrible cigarette smell permeating the room.
I've seen a lot of men turn rat.
Nero walked out of the room, fuming on the inside. He only hoped he didn't give himself away. When he made it to the elevator, he decided to text Elle again.
Need a ride home?
While the elevator traveled down, he made sure to keep his calm. He had to keep in mind that this whole place had cameras everywhere. When he exited the elevator, he started his journey back to his car, passing the security guards, going down the escalator, and walking out of the casino. He had walked into the casino earlier with a different feeling than he had when he walked out. When the city noise greeted him, he turned his head to look at the diner next door. It took everything he had in him not to walk in there and take a seat at one of her tables, especially seeing how packed it was now with men. He took a deep breath in and smoothed his hair down before he walked back to his car. He unlocked the doors and slid in, glad the windows were tinted. At night, it was impossible to see in. He punched the steering wheel with his already battered hand, drawing blood from his knuckles for the second time today.
You're welcome, brother.
Nero wanted to fight his brother like they usually had when they didn't agree, but this time he couldn't. It was job-related, and you didn't just get in a fight with the underboss unless you're prepared to get your hand chopped off. Not even if you're brothers. The family was built upon one thing. Respect. He knew his brother wouldn't touch L in that way, but he still didn't like the words that spat from his mouth about her.
That's not why I'm even fucking mad, is what he told himself. They don't fucking think I can do it.
He hated the fact they were going behind his back. Once you give someone the job, then it was their job alone. There was no bullshit. This was Nero's first job, and he didn't want any help.
I can do this on my own.
Nero watched Elle through the diner windows. He saw her laughing while she filled up cups at a table full of men. He gripped the steering wheel, having had enough. He was going to walk in there. He got out of his car and saw Elle go to the bar. She looked down and started smiling. He had stopped walking immediately. The smile stopped him in his tracks. The smile she had on her face was one he hadn't seen before. He felt his phone vibrate.
Bite me,
he read. He pulled up the keyboard.
I'd love to, when I take you home.
He stayed put, watching her just a little longer. She went back to the bar and smiled that same smile that made his chest a little weaker. He wasn't sure what it was. His phone vibrated again.
I'm sure you would, Wolf. I can make it home to Grandma on my own.
Nero texted back.
You watch way too many movies. What's your favorite movie anyway?
Nero smiled as he got back in the car. Elle's smile had calmed him down. Now that he knew what her real smile looked like, the ones she was giving her customers couldn't even compare. "I don't have one. I like too many. You?" he read when his phone vibrated again. Nero and Elle texted each other throughout her shift, getting to know one another. Nero surprisingly enjoyed it, watching her smile behind the bar when she thought no one was looking at her, while secretly texting. He wasn't into texting girls, really never gave a shit what they had to say. High school girls only wanted to gossip, and he only wanted to fuck them. Elle was different. She only answered his questions and asked her own of him. He told himself that this was a good thing for the job. She had to get to know him to completely trust him. He watched her end her shift and put on her coat. He was relieved she was finally getting out of there. She walked the few blocks to the bus stop and got on, while Nero followed right behind her the entire time. She exited the bus and he turned his headlights off, trailing her until she made it to her house. When she got in, Nero rubbed his eyes. The night had been rough on him. He didn't think he could watch her go to and from work again. The city was dangerous, and Nero really knew exactly how dangerous it could be. He had no idea how she was still in one piece, or sane, for that matter, for as long as she had been working there. He was going to have to come up with something. And by seeing her schedule, he needed to do it soon, otherwise his sanity was going to be the one lost, for good. He picked up his phone, rolling through his contacts before he hit call. It rang 3 times before it was answered.
"What do you need now, Nero?"
Nero laughed.
"You didn't let the 2 little girls get to you, did you?"
"Nope, not at all."
Nero could hear something in the background. Smiling, he asked,
"Is that anyone I know?"
"Nope, she goes to public school. I'd rather not have all your sloppy seconds."
Nero started thinking.
"Public school, huh?"
"Yeah, and they come without sticks up their asses."
"Does she come with friends?"
Nero knew he was going to go crazy if he didn't find someone to get rid of his blue balls.
"A lot of them. That's the best part about public school."
"Well, let's set something up."
Nero looked at Elle's house.
"Immediately."
A deep laugh came over the phone.
"Sounds like 1 little girl is getting to you."
"Well, that's actually why I called. Amo, I have a job for you."
Chapter 14. The Enjoyment of Terrorizing Little Kids. Elle woke the next morning exhausted. Her body wasn't used to going to school and working. She knew it would take until the end of the week to do so. She got out of bed and went through her usual morning routine. She looked at her small collection of clothes and couldn't decide what to wear.
"I really gotta go shopping soon."
She decided to grab one of her favorite t-shirts. Goodwill was always good for awesome t-shirts, whether they were funny, strange, or band shirts. This one was white and sported her favorite band. She picked dark, tight jeans, brown booties, and an old brown leather jacket. The jacket was another piece from thrift shopping that had become one of her staples. She was happy with her outfit. She had never believed the price tag determined how good an outfit could look. However, without fancy labels sewed in her clothes, everyone at school had free rein to pick on her. She moved on to brush her hair, the wavy mass softened by the bristles and making it shine. She threw on her usual light makeup, powder, mascara, and her pink lip balm. Satisfied with the way she looked, she grabbed her satchel and headed out her bedroom door. She walked through her house and checked the time. Nero was supposed to be there in 5 minutes. She wasn't sure if she would still ride with him. She would make up her mind when she walked out the front door. When she made it to her kitchen, her family was already seated at the table, eating breakfast. She grabbed a biscuit and started smothering grape jelly in between.
"Good morning, sweetie,"
her mother said. Elle smiled.
"Morning, Mom."
She walked over to her brother and ruffled his hair.
"Hey, kiddo."
"Hey,"
Josh said, picking at his food.
He doesn't want to go to school today, her father broke in.
Why don't you want to go to school today? Elle looked at her brother.
I just don't want to ride the bus.
He picked at his food a little more.
I know, kiddo. I hated riding the school bus, too. Want me to walk with you to the bus stop?
Yeah, I guess.
He put his fork down.
All right, go get your stuff.
Elle took a bite of her biscuit.
That boy taking you to school today?
Her dad asked.
I don't know yet.
Elle took another bite.
Well, let your mother know what day you're off this week, and she will cook a dinner so you can invite him over.
Elle looked at her father. He didn't look very pleased by the way he was shoveling food.
Dad, it's not like that with us.
Elle's dad stopped shoving food in his mouth.
Do it.
Elle nodded and took another bite of her biscuit before setting it down. Josh was ready, wearing his backpack. Elle checked the time, 7:30. She and Josh headed out the house, and she held Josh's hand as they walked down the driveway. Nero wasn't there, so she took that as a sign to take the bus. She would drop Josh off at his school bus stop first, since it was on the way. They started walking down the street.
Is there a reason why you don't want to ride the bus anymore?
Josh didn't say anything.
Fifth grader, huh?
How'd you know?
Josh looked up at her finally.
Because I've been picked on too.
What did you do?
Elle thought for a second and decided to tell him the truth.
Nothing.
That's what I do, and they haven't stopped.
Elle's heart started to break. She didn't want her brother to go through what she had. When they were about halfway to Josh's stop, a car Elle recognized drove past them and then parked on the curb in front of them. Nero stepped out of the car and leaned on it, crossing his arms. Elle could see Nero looked even unhappier than he usually did.
Great, just what I needed.
Hey, isn't that your boyfriend?
Elle covered his mouth. Nero's face started to become less pissed.
I still heard him.
When Elle and Josh caught up to Nero, she felt his eyes look her up and down. She noticed his face didn't look pissed at all anymore. Elle became self-conscious and grabbed her jacket tighter around her.
Josh, this is my friend, Nero. Nero, this is my brother, Josh.
Hey, little man.
Nero held out his fist. Elle noticed it looked worse than the day before. Josh smiled and fist-bumped him.
Hey, Nero, cool name.
Thanks, it's Italian. Is there a reason why you're walking toward the bus stop, Elle?
Elle decided to not tell the whole truth. Yes, I told Josh I would drop him off at the bus stop.
Elle lowered her voice. I think a fifth grader is giving him some trouble.
And you think you going with him is going to solve his problem?
Maybe I can talk to the kid and...
Jesus, Elle, that will only make it worse. Here, come on.
Nero nodded his head toward the bus stop, and Elle and Josh started walking again with Nero walking beside Elle the rest of the way to the stop. When they were a few feet away, Nero stopped.
All right, Elle, you wait here.
Elle decided not to argue.
I'm not the popular one. He would know.
Elle ruffled Josh's hair.
All right, kiddo. I'll see you later.
Bye, Elle Bell.
Josh hugged her waist before he and Nero headed toward the bus. When they got there, Elle could tell exactly who the kids were that had been picking on Josh. They were already picking on another poor little kid. However, as soon as they noticed Nero and Josh, every kid stared. Elle knew why, too. Elle herself had been a little terrified when she saw Nero for the first time, and that had been years ago. When the school bus pulled up, Josh and Nero bumped fists again, and Josh jumped on the bus. Nero walked over to the older bullies. The little kid was able to run free when Nero reached them. She knew Nero was talking to them, but wasn't able to hear what he was saying. By the looks on the kids' faces, Elle knew it wasn't things you should probably say to a kid. Under different circumstances, Elle might have cared by the way they ran like their lives depended on it once he was done, but she was getting sick of all the bullying.
Moreover, she certainly wasn't going to tolerate it when it concerned her little brother. Nero started walking back toward her, with a smug look on his face. He might have enjoyed that too much. Then Elle pictured Josh's upset face. Nah. When he reached Elle, he grabbed her hand to start the walk back to his car. Elle let him do it without resisting. He did just help Josh.
Hmm, I wonder what kind of thank you I should get for that.
That's what the smug face was for. The enjoyment of terrorizing little kids?
Nah, that was just a bonus.
He pulled her body in a little closer.
I'll think of something.
Elle laughed. I have no doubt.
Good, Elle Bell.
Nero said the last part sarcastically. Oh, gosh. Don't you start that.
What? I think it's cute. Like a Disney movie or some shit like that.
He wasn't done being sarcastic. She thought she might have deserved that, though. Yeah, from an 8-year-old boy. She and Nero walked to the car peacefully. She almost didn't want it to end. She liked walking her street in the cold beside him. Nero held onto her hand and went to the passenger door. Elle was expecting him to open it for her. Instead, he pushed her up against the car.
So, I'm going to pretend your ass was going to come back and meet me in your driveway.
I was just going to help As Nero moved and pinned her body against his, she looked up at him, thanking God this wasn't happening in front of her house. She noticed his face looked tired, like he had hardly gotten any sleep the night before, and she was clearly making him cranky.
What have I told you about lying to me, Elle?
His face was just inches from hers. She figured he was super cranky. However, she didn't know why he was taking it out on her. I believe you told me not to lie to you. Not now, not ever. She didn't like his attitude at all. It's his fault he can't sleep.
So, why did you just try to lie to me?
Elle really didn't know why, other than it honestly was a reflex at this point. Nero grabbed her hair, moving her head higher.
Why did you just lie to me?
Elle had definitely had enough. You don't have to be so grouchy in the morning. Go to bed earlier if you're so damn tired. Elle saw something break in Nero's eyes. What she had just said to him had clearly sent him over the edge. She realized she probably shouldn't have said that when his lips slammed down on hers. This time, the butterfly feeling came back stronger. She didn't think it was possible, but Nero was much hungrier than the last time he'd kissed her. Elle forgot all about his attitude and placed her hands on his chest. The way he was kissing her made her start to kiss back this time. Nero grabbed her hip with his free hand, pulling her even closer to his body. Elle could feel his bulge grow on the lower part of her belly, making her realize what was going on. She tried to push his chest away, and Nero bit her lip. Ouch! He then sucked it in his mouth to take the pain away, making Elle forget how turned on Nero was getting. He had started to do things to her with the way he was licking her lips, trying to enter. He pulled her hair a little harder, with no success. Elle heard him grit out the word, "open," on her lips. She didn't like when he pulled away to talk, her own desire making her mind crumble. She opened her mouth. The feeling of his tongue entering her mouth was one Elle didn't think she'd like, but when their tongues met, Elle wondered why she had fought it so hard. His tongue managed to get hers to release from her mouth, giving him the opportunity Nero had been waiting for. He sucked her tongue into his mouth, making Elle rise to the tip of her toes and dig her nails into his chest. She involuntarily let a moan escape from her lips. The moan made Nero do the opposite of what Elle had thought he would do. He pulled his lips from hers, making her return to her feet. He then rested his forehead on hers as they breathed heavily. Elle could still feel his bulge before he pulled his hips slightly away,
yet L was aware it had only grown bigger. After a few seconds, L caught her breath and realized what had happened between them.
"You bit me."
She touched her lip to see if there was any blood. There wasn't, but her lip felt a little swollen. Nero laughed.
"Technically, you asked me to, remember?"
"I was being sarcastic."
Elle licked her lip to see if she tasted blood, feeling it start to pulsate. Nero got the hungry look in his eye again. She thought he was going to give her another rough kiss, but this time he tenderly kissed her bottom lip, letting his tongue swipe over the part that felt like it was burning. He raised his head up.
"Better?"
Elle didn't think a guy like Nero could be that sweet, yet the way he had done that had caused her heart to sink to her stomach, joining the butterflies that still filled it. Elle's ability to form words had fled her at that point, and as a result, she just nodded her head. Nero grinned.
"Good."
He finally released his body from hers, giving her room to move so he could open her door.
"We're gonna be late."
Elle slid in the car, her mind starting to return.
Very slowly, apparently.
He opened his door and got in.
"By the way, don't think I forgot you tried to lie to me again."
Her mind fully returned.
"So how long is it gonna take for me to turn into a wolf, so I can run the hell away from you?"
Chapter 15. I want a fucking hug. Nero got a good laugh out of that one. She had never heard him laugh like that before. His mood had greatly improved.
"Yeah, because he finally got to stick his tongue down my throat."
"Just don't lie to me again. I'm not going to put up with it the next time."
Elle knew she should really start cutting down the lies.
"Fine, I won't lie to you anymore."
Nero looked at her, and when he was satisfied with her answer, he started the car. Once he was on the road, Elle decided to ask the question that had been bothering her all last night.
"How did you know I'm 17?
She kept her eyes on Nero.
"All the seniors are either 17 or 18. I just went with the one that popped in my head first. Lucky guess."
She watched Nero not move his eyes from the road. She knew Nero had only had two options.
"There was a 50-50 shot." "How old are you?"
"Turned 18 in August."
"Feel any different?"
Elle was curious if she would feel like an adult, even though she felt like an adult already.
"Other than the fact I can buy cigarettes and get charged as an adult? Nope."
Elle laughed hard. She'd figured that was about how it would feel. Nero looked at Elle and she quit laughing as he grabbed her hand. Looking at his hand woven in hers, she noticed again it actually looked much worse than yesterday.
"Was there another face that needed punching?"
Nero smiled.
"Nope."
"Nero, you can't lie to me if I can't lie to you."
She was going to make sure everything was going to be fair between them. Nero looked at Elle.
"I'm not lying. I didn't punch anyone."
Elle knew he wasn't lying.
"Liars don't look you in the eye when they lie." "Will you do me a favor and quit punching people and things?"
He squeezed her hand.
"I don't make promises I can't keep, Elle."
"Well, will you do me a favor and try to quit punching people and things?"
Nero took her hand and placed a kiss on the back.
"For you, I will."
He kept her hand on his side, putting it in his lap. She thought about snatching it back, but the look he gave her made her reconsider. She relaxed in his car for the rest of the way to school. She wished she didn't have to go, content with staying in his car, but she needed to be there for Chloe. They pulled up into the parking lot, and Elle scanned her eyes across the lot for her friend. When she didn't see her, Elle started to get anxious to get out of the car. She figured Nero had caught on.
"Elle, I told Amo to go ahead and take her to class. She will be right there when we get there."
He held her hand a little tighter,
together.
Elle decided to calm her nerves. Okay, I'm sure she's fine with Amo.
Nero finally let her hand go, and she exited the car, grabbing her bag. She decided to trust Nero, and instead of running to her classroom, she stood by the car. As Nero reached her, he took her hand, and they both started walking in the building together.
Elle did walk faster than she thought Nero would like, but she didn't care. She just wanted to see Chloe. When they got close to the classroom, Elle noticed Amo leaning against the lockers. He looked even rougher than Nero did this morning. After she finally reached the door, she poked her head inside. Relief flooded over her when she saw Chloe right in her seat at the back of the class. She could tell Chloe might have been a little pissy, but she would take that. Grateful she did something she was sure she would regret later, yet she was too happy Chloe was safe. I may finally have someone else I can trust with her.
Elle hugged Amo's side. Then she leaned up as high as she could and kissed him on the cheek, barely making it.
Thanks.
Elle ran off into the classroom to go be with her best friend. She couldn't be happier. Nero couldn't be more pissed. He didn't understand how Amo could get a fucking thank you without asking, how he could get a kiss without asking.
How come she never throws herself at me for a hug? I want a fucking hug.
He decided to keep his cool, though.
Did she just do what I just think she did?
Amo asked, pointing in the direction Elle had run away from Nero again.
Yep, she did.
Amo held up his hands.
Hey man, I didn't do anything.
Nero grabbed Amo's shoulder.
It's fine, man. Someone looks like shit today. Rough night?
Try rough fucking morning.
Amo lowered his voice.
That girl is fucking nuts. I can't babysit her anymore. Tell Vince to do it. He'll like watching her.
That's exactly why he can't watch her. Elle ain't going to trust him with her.
Hell, Nero wouldn't trust his sister with Vincent. In 5 seconds, he could have any girl drop to her knees.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. She practically screamed when I almost touched her, and it wasn't the kind of scream I made Krista do last night.
Nero knew this job wasn't going to be easy. The girls were possibly tighter than him and his crew.
Listen, you know our job. We want in, don't we?
Amo nodded.
Okay, fine.
Nero decided to change the subject.
Krista, huh?
Yep, and Krista has a shit ton of friends waiting to meet some prep school guys tomorrow.
Good. You, me, and Vince deserve a reward after these two.
Nero had to get laid. The way Elle's mouth felt only made it worse. He hadn't planned to kiss her like that. However, the only other thing he wanted to do was choke her for telling him to go to bed earlier. The only reason he had stayed up the whole night was because all he could think about was a way to get her to stop riding the bus.
And fucking her brains out.
Then, when she moaned in his mouth, he had to stop because if she made another sound, he was sure to take her on the hood of his car.
Yes, we do, man. Oh, that reminds me. When I met Chloe this morning, her car was still there. I figured her dad would have picked it up.
Yeah, me too. And maybe he was too busy running the city.
He didn't know why else he would leave a BMW.
Or maybe he doesn't like dealing with her crazy ass just as much as me.
Elle, I can't deal with him. He's crazy.
Chloe tried to keep her voice down, but Elle knew she was about to lose it.
Shh, I know. But you are here in one piece, untouched, right?
Elle was making sure no one had tried to give them any trouble.
Barely. He tried to push me to walk beside him. All he had to do was tell me to.
Elle laughed.
Chloe, you gotta start to get used to walking beside us. It's okay as long as we're with them. This is a good thing we got going now. I'm not as worried anymore. Are you? Elle knew she wasn't by the way she looked. She definitely had gotten more than an hour of sleep. After a minute, Chloe finally answered. No, I'm not that scared when they are around. See, Chloe, they can get us to survive the rest of the semester. Then when we're out, we won't need them anymore. She knew they would finally be free, and it was going to just be her and Chloe. Chloe sighed. Whatever. Fine. Want to go shopping tomorrow? I got Friday off. I think we deserve it.
Her closet seriously needed some help, and she deserved a girl's night.
We sure do. Surrounded by those three idiots.
Chapter 16. What's up his butt? Elle watched Nero walk into the classroom. Whatever he and Amo had been talking about had made him pissed.
Geez, I thought he was pissed earlier.
This time, Nero was fuming. Elle thought she should probably be a little scared. When he started to take his seat right in front of her, he gave her the look of death.
Okay, now I am a little scared.
She had no clue what had gone on between them in the hall, but something told her she probably didn't want to know. After Mr. Evans assigned everyone Beowulf, they started going around the classroom, reading a scene aloud by playing popcorn. Elle honestly wasn't paying attention. She was too preoccupied thinking about what Nero was so pissed about. Nero's look of death brought a memory to her mind. Elle and Chloe left their science class a bit after the final school bell rang, waiting to let the crowd die down. Elle had noticed Chloe had started walking a step behind her, but still halfway at her side. Every day since they had started to become friends, she felt her edge over more and more at her back. Elle understood why. Hell, even her head stayed down to the point where she needed to use Elle to guide her anyway. Elle didn't mind being her guide. She knew it was hard for Chloe to show her new markings. Elle would have been the same way. The cuts still looked red and nasty, but they were healing better every day. Elle just wished her mind would begin to heal. As Elle walked down the hallway, she saw Sebastian and a senior doing something fishy. Sebastian handed over the money, while the senior handed over a small bag. Elle figured they thought they were being sneaky doing it in the back hall when all the teachers had checked their minds out for the day an hour ago. When the deal was done, Sebastian looked around as the senior left with his money. Elle quickly turned her head, afraid Sebastian might have seen her. She guessed he hadn't when he didn't come after her. She was closer to the doors when she had to take a sharp turn to get out of the halls and reach the front. When she took the turn, she felt a huge whack on her face. She swore she heard her nose break from the hit. Elle was whacked so hard, she fell back on her ass. Reaching for her nose, she could feel the blood rush down her face, soaking her shirt. Elle looked up and saw Chloe frozen in place and Sebastian standing over her with a huge-ass biology book in his hands. Elle was terrified by the look on Sebastian's face.
You need to fucking keep your eyes to yourself, bitch!
I wasn't going to say anything. I don't care what you do.
Her hands and arms were now saturated in blood.
What the fuck did you just say to me? You don't care what I do?
Sebastian reared the book back in his hands as Elle covered her head. She felt a smash on her forearm and prayed it wasn't broken either because of the sound she'd heard.
Keep your fucking mouth shut, the both of you.
Elle looked up. She was sick to her stomach that he would go for Chloe. Exactly as she'd feared, he reared the book back again, this time toward Chloe.
No!
Elle moved to grab his leg and was happy when she didn't hear the book connect.
Don't you tell me no!
Sebastian raised the book back a third time. Elle managed to get her arms up to cover her again when he smashed her same arm. By the sound, she knew it was as good as broken from the second impact. Sebastian finally left, satisfied with what had taken place.
Elle didn't even care about her arm when she looked up at Chloe's crying face. The tears were illuminated red on the right side as they slid down her slashes. It was worth it to her.
Elle, it's your turn, Elle.
Elle was brought back by the sound of her name coming from Mr. Evans. My turn? She was starting to become embarrassed when she saw everyone staring at her, especially when Nero turned around.
Yes, Chloe popcorned you.
Elle couldn't believe someone had picked Chloe. They probably wanted to hear her stumble. Elle was grateful when Chloe moved over and put her finger at where to start reading. Elle began reading immediately, not wanting to make a bigger scene. When she popcorned Nero, she decided to follow along this time because she was afraid of the same thing happening again. The class actually flew by for the remaining time, now that Elle had decided to get into the story. The bell rang, and Nero actually walked out of the classroom. For some reason, she'd thought he would wait for her. Elle and Chloe packed up their things and walked out to see Nero, Amo, and Vincent leaning up against the lockers, talking. Elle walked over toward them, feeling Chloe following behind. As soon as Elle got there, their conversation came to an end. Nero nodded his head at Amo and he started walking. Nero was still mad, and he wasn't trying to act friendly. Elle decided not to care, and subsequently she went to follow Amo. Chloe walked beside her. Although she was still somewhat awkward, she was getting the hang of it. Elle also thought Nero would walk beside her, but he didn't do that either. She turned her head back and saw he was walking beside Vincent today. Elle was starting to get mad at herself. She didn't know why she cared so much, but she did. She had actually been getting used to him walking with her and holding her hand. I don't miss holding his damn hand. Elle decided to get that out of her mind.
What's up his butt?
She heard Chloe whisper. I don't know. He was fine before I walked into English. The moment he walked in, though, he flipped a switch and turned into a different person. Elle kept it at a whisper as well. The halls were noisy enough to block out anything they said. Besides, they were walking a few feet in front of him while they walked a few feet behind Amo.
He's probably bipolar, Elle. You saw the look in his eyes yesterday with Sebastian?
She was probably right. Whatever Nero had, however, he needed to be on medication for his problems.
I bet you're right,
Elle whispered back. He has to have something wrong with him. No one is that perfect and good-looking without having a screw loose. Nero heard Vincent laugh and ask,
What happened?
Nero kept his eyes on Elle in front of him.
Nothing.
A moment later, he watched Elle turn around.
That's fucking right.
He figured she would be confused as to why he wasn't walking beside her, holding her hand. He didn't want to fucking hold her hand right now. He had barely been able to contain himself from punching Amo in the face earlier. He had gone for it, then he grabbed his shoulder instead. He had been prepared to fight one of his best friends over a stupid girl, and it hadn't even been Amo's fault. Although he didn't give two shits about moving. No, instead he let her hug and kiss him.
Really? Because by the look of her face, I think there might be a problem.
Vincent was still smiling. Nero thought he was enjoying the show.
She did something I really fucking wish she didn't.
Nero thought he would confide a little in Vincent, who was the ultimate woman killer. Vincent not only slept